Hiya, welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, the Dons trying to get their campaign back on track with their first win in five. And if they do, it's back to the top of the league, albeit possibly for just 24 hours. Boss Derek McInnes bringing a bit of perspective to proceedings.
Probably nobody anticipated such a strong start. 8 wins out of 8 was unprecedented at our club. You know, it's unusual, as is 3 league defeats in a row. So we probably are where most people anticipated we'd be. At this stage, you know, as I say, just tucked in behind Celtic. You always analyse defeats more. You probably should still analyse your victories and you know, there's, even when we're winning games, there's still parts of performance that wasn't quite right, potentially. And sometimes when you lose games, there's a lot of performance you like, you know, but you've got to analyse each and every game. And of course, you know, I think you look at everything, you know, how you prepare, how team selection, tactics, all, everything comes into it when you don't win games, and everything's scrutinised. That's just the way it is at management. But I think that what is important, that you stick to your beliefs, your values, how you work, trust the way you work, and trust our squad, and we do. We've got a good squad here, and we've got a lot of belief and confidence in the players. It's our job as a staff to get that confidence coming out in their performance come Saturday, and hopefully we can, enough strong individual performances, it makes a strong team performance.
And a player who was pivotal in that great start to the season, Kenny McLean, doesn't think things are actually that far away from coming good again.
We don't think much has changed from what we've been doing when we're on a good run, you know, so we just need to try and keep positive, and we know we'll bounce back, we know we've got the squad and the players to do that, and hopefully it'll be in Saturday. Yeah, I think it was important not to change too much. You know, it's worked for us. We've been successful doing what we've been doing, training day in, day out, and that won't change. You know, the way the Gaffin dot works, it's not changed. So we just need to try and keep the spirits up, which has been good. As I say, the mood's been good throughout the squad, and we need to just try and keep that going. You know, it's the same players, it's the same group, it's the same squad, everything that was doing all the good things at the start of the season. You know, that just doesn't go. And as I say, we've shown great character throughout the games that we were winning. But as I say, it's just one of these things. Football's it's a tough game. Other teams have done well against us, and we've just not been able to get the results that we wanted. Performances haven't been as well as we wanted either. So, it's going to turn around, and it's going to be on Saturday.
Let me bring in Dave McDermott and Andrew Shiney at this point. It's one to test the mettle of any fan this last period. Dave, 8 and then 4 the wrong way. What's gone wrong?
Yeah, it's the way the runs have gone. I think, as Derek was alluding to just now, we're probably where we thought we would be, but the fact was that we're 8 out of 8, and then we've had a rather calamitous 4 games. What's gone wrong? I don't know. We don't seem to be playing that much differently. We're obviously, confidence has gone down a wee bit. And I think since half-time in the Hearts game, it's because that second half wasn't the best down at Tynecastle. Since then, we've just lost our way a wee bit. I would also say, I think the point was made, we probably rode our luck a wee bit in throughout those 8 games.
Yeah.
But you know, the bottom line is we're still in the mix, which is where we want to be, and a huge game now tomorrow.
Yeah, and the following weekend, I suppose, if you get things back on track tomorrow, then the following week becomes really massive against Celtic.
It does, because as the manager said, we can go top of the table again if we win tomorrow, and that's a great incentive for the boys against Motherwell. Yes, it could only be 24 hours, but it would be that injection of confidence into everybody ahead of what is going to be a huge game down at Celtic. But Celtic are not unbeatable. We've seen that both domestically and in the European scene. And a strong, confident Aberdeen can give them a real game. But first and foremost, we've got to take care of Motherwell tomorrow. We've got a decent record against them. We've won the last 4 out of 4 league games against them. They're obviously going to be trying to impress their new manager, Mark McGee. You know, they haven't got a great record on the road. They won their first game, opening game of the season up at Inverness, 1-0. Since then, 4 straight defeats away from home. So they can't be coming to Pittodrie, you know, thinking like Ross County perhaps last week, we're playing really well. Here's the league leaders. We know we can match them. In fact, if we play really well, we can beat them. And that's what happened. Mm. Motherwell aren't in that frame of mind, I would suggest. So it's going to be a tough ask tomorrow, but I think There's a determination, certainly, amongst all the players at Pittodrie, and certainly from the manager, that they want to get things right and get back onto winning ways once again.
We'll come back onto our determination in a second. When I think of determination, I imagine Mark McGee walking back into that building tomorrow and being very fixated on coming away with a win, and in his eyes, potentially righting a wrong that was done to him.
Equally, I think you'll find a lot of people on the home side will be equally determined that that was not the case, that it was a very unhappy time all round when Mark McGee was there, and the last thing we want is for Mark to begin away feeling as though he's vindicated himself or anything like that. So, no, I think he'll be determined. It's up to us to make sure that we are more determined to get back on the winning trail, because that, I think, you know, to take the next weekend's game into account, we need to win tomorrow if we're going to go in the right frame of mind down to Glasgow in 8 days' time.
I keep playing back sort of horror moments through my head from last weekend. Andrew, you were sitting in Dingwall, I was sitting in the studio here before the game, and I said to you something along the lines of, I imagine where Derek is thinking just now is he'll want to short everything up at the back, and sure enough, out came the Easter Island statues, as I called them at the time, four big defenders. And it just didn't work, did it?
It didn't. I think there was a bit of tinkering with the formation. Started with four, played three at the back, and it just didn't work. Right from the opening 25 seconds of the game, the first attack that Ross County made down the left-hand side, and there was an acre of space for Richard Foster to run into. Now, that told me that there was something wrong defensively. That area was exploited once again later in the half when Brian Graham scored. But when you look back at the goal, you know, there was such a lack of composure about Aberdeen's defending.
That's what I'm talking about, these scenes flashing through my mind.
Yeah,
I know that we hit the post, and I know that, you know, we sort of puffed going forward.
We could have played all night and not scored. It was one of those games.
Yeah, but there are too many of one of those games, I think, is what the problem is just now. The week before, you said it was one of those games, and that's the issue. The calamitous things that are playing in my mind, this defence that was so solid, now looks as though anybody could cut through it.
Well, that's something that I'm quite sure they've worked on diligently on the training ground all week. And I think it's a case of just everybody get back to basics. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how we'll line up tomorrow. I think it will be a back four, because Motherwell, last week they played with one up front. They've normally played with two up front, so it'll be interesting to see how they line up. But I think we'll try and keep it as tight as we possibly can at the back, and then rely on the attacking players. But last week we desperately missed Ryan Jack. The composure that he brings to the team, the work that he does in the middle of the park, that wasn't there.
That often goes unnoticed, I suppose.
Exactly.
When you take him out of the team, that's when you see what
he does. That's what a lot of people said. You just realise when he's not there, the real value of Ryan Jack to Aberdeen. But hey, that's all in the past. Let's not concern ourselves about what's happened then. It's what happens tomorrow, and everybody starts with a clean slate once again. So they've just got to make sure that, as I say, they do the basics properly, and they're up against a side in Motherwell who aren't exactly riding high, whereas Ross County were prior to the loss to Inverness Cali Thistle. Really, I mean, Derek has alluded to it on a number of occasions. This calendar year, they've been the form side in the top flight. Jim McIntyre's team has done exceptionally well.
Yeah, absolutely. You probably know this. I'll ask anyway. You probably know this. If you were to take that part of the last season and this part, where would they be in the league? You know, from the McIntyre turnaround, where would they be? About where they are now, or higher?
I think they'd be third.
So where they are now then?
Pretty well. They're just behind Hearts in fourth place at the moment. But certainly top six, and you know they've done extremely well.
And would you expect them to stay in the top six?
Yes.
Yeah. As for Motherwell, do you expect to see them coming into the top six at any time, Dave? Will not any time.
No, I don't think so. I think they looked. I watched the game against Celtic last week, and okay, Mark McGee's first game. He's still learning the team again, but it was a very unadventurous formation they put out. It was almost like they were there to try and keep the damage down.
It's almost like he's got previous memories of like a 9-0.
Wish he'd done that at a certain game at Parkhead in the past.
I knew it was coming. It's only 3 points. Friday Sports. This is North Sound 1. Aberdeen versus Motherwell tomorrow. A lot of fans are looking forward, I imagine, to welcoming Mark McGee back to the club, but possibly not the way that he would hope. So Aberdeen versus Motherwell. Are Motherwell going to come up and sit in?
Probably. Although they might look at Aberdeen's recent record and say they're vulnerable, have a go at them. But if Mark McGee has done his homework, he will know that if they have a go and leave spaces at the back, that's when they're going to be at their most vulnerable. So I don't think it's going to be a classic by any stretch of the imagination. It could be a game that's where there's only one goal separates the teams.
And as long as that goal is...
As long as it comes for us, we don't care.
We don't really care. Aberdeen versus Motherwell, we tried something different at the back last week. How's it going to shape up this time, I wonder? Let's check who the teams are going to be. We'll start with yours, Andy.
Right, I've got Ward and goals, a back four of Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Considine, Jack and Shinney in midfield, McGinn and Hayes in the flanks, and I'm going to go for two up top. I'm going to pair Goodwillie and Adam Rooney.
Andy?
Well, I think I have one difference. I've got back four of Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Shinney, and I've got Kenny McLean, and I don't think you did.
No, I didn't.
Kenny McLean, so otherwise, same as.
Kenny McLean, we heard him speaking earlier. He said he didn't think there was that much difference in terms of when things were going right. Kenny McLean that started the season seems to be a very different player to the Kenny McLean we've seen the last couple of games.
I mean, you can't fault his work ethic. He is trying as hard as he has done all season. The difference is that the ball's just not falling for him in the right places as it did early on. And when you get five goals in the early stages of the season, that boosts your confidence no end, particularly given the fact that they were the first five goals he scored for Aberdeen. All he needs is one to hit the back of the net, whether it be, you know, off his backside or however, but that'll get him going again. He's too good a player not to make a big contribution to Aberdeen, but at the moment it's hard work for him.
I would take possibly the St Johnson game out of this, but aside from that, Dave, is it just as simple as a situation where everything in terms of luck has gone right followed by everything in terms of luck has gone wrong?
I think that's part of it. That's maybe a bit simplistic. It's just been luck. But I think luck has played a part both ways in the early part of the season recently. Also, I think, importantly, the first goals. Not so much last week, but we're losing early goals in so many games.
We're going 2-0 behind, yeah. That's the problem. I mean,
giving ourselves far too much of
it's not just going 1-0 down and being able to bounce back from that. We've gone 2-0 down in each of the four games.
Kind of why I stripped St Johnson out of it, because we were 3 down at half time in that one, weren't we?
Well, we were 2-0 down, back to 2-1, yeah. Then 3-1 down. And then, of course, we lost 2 immediately at the start of the second half. But, you know, when you're 2-0 down, it is hard to come back from that. And we've showed that we couldn't do it in the last four games. So we don't want to concede the first goal. I think the first goal, as I say, tomorrow, because I think it's going to be really tight, could be all important. But I think, you know, if we go about it the right way, that we can get that goal, and who knows, that might just trigger something that means that we'll go on a scoring route.
Stato, of course, has looked into everything that could play a part, including the weather, and it's going to be...
It's going to dry up, I believe, after a pretty horrible morning.
Right, so slippy underfoot, but dry above.
Dry above, but a nice slick pitch, I think. But hey, don't trust the weather forecasters.
Michael Fish has arrived in the studio. North Sound 1,
Friday, Sport. Okay, so the one to watch tomorrow for you, Dave.
I'm going for Kenny McLean, for the reasons that Andrew said, that he's too good a player for this to continue. And it's more like the Kenny McLean we saw last season when he hadn't quite fitted in, but we've seen what he's capable of, and he'll come good, and I think that will be tomorrow.
I'm going to go for Graham Shinney. If he's in that midfield role, he'll get himself forward plenty. There was times last Friday when he was the furthest forward player when Aberdeen were attacking. And, you know, I think him getting into attacking areas, aiding McGinn, Hayes, Goodwill and Rooney, and we couldn't see some goals. But I just have this sneaking suspicion it's going to be a 2-1 game.
You know what that means? Five or six.
Five each.
Yeah. Five. Well, we've seen that game before.
6-5.
6-5. Okay, so let's get on to the score tomorrow. Andrew, you've said...
I've said 1-0.
1-0 to the Dons.
Yeah, I'm going for 1-0 as well.
Really?
Yes. Really?
What have you got? Come on.
I just want to see more than one goal in our favour again, that's all. Okay, at least it's a win. Now, in the other Premiership games, let's have a look at those. Dundee against Kilmarnock. Andrew?
Kilmarnock showing a wee bit of form these days. Dundee unable to kill sides off, as was shown at Hamilton last week. Share of the spoils. Mm.
Kilmarnock, I thought, quite a surprising win last week against Inverness.
Not really. I think you've got Josh McGuinness, who's
floating
in cloud nine somewhere at the moment and scoring goals and creating goals. I mean, when you've got him on your side, we've seen what Josh can be like. Mm. Awful or a world beater. Yeah. I think I share the spoils at Dens Park.
The McGuinness effect. Hearts against Ross County has been an interesting one, Dave.
Yeah, Hearts back into form last week. Ross County going very well. I can't see Ross County being beaten, but I can't see it being anything other than a 1-1.
Okay. Inverness against St Johnstone. Again, two teams that were going okay and then all of a sudden just came off the rails again.
Well, St Johnstone last week, I thought, on the back of the 5-1 win at Pittodrie, they're going to steamroller Partick Thistle. Partick score two world-class goals, and St Johnstone, despite huffing and puffing, couldn't knock them down. Inverness, as you say, lost down at Kilmarnock. I just think home advantage could swing it Inverness's way. Narrow 1-0 or 2-1 win.
OK, and finally for Saturday's games, Partick against Hamilton.
Yeah, I think Thistle, all of a sudden, they've started to find the net. They've created a wee gap between them and United, and I think they will win 2-0 to move up the table.
Celtic against Dundee United on Sunday. Will Chris Common start, do you think?
Possibly not. but I think Celtic will have too much for Dundee United. They'll look totally bereft of confidence. And despite Mixu being there and mixing things up a little bit, I just can't see it. I think Celtic could win by 2 or 3.
Mixu the mixer, it's got a ring to it. Peterhead are at home to Airdrie tomorrow in League One. Last week, a 1-0 defeat away to Albion Rovers. Just to one game in the Highland League tomorrow. That's Lossiemouth against Rothes. That's because the second round of the Scottish Cup is taking place. Plenty Highland League representation on that one. Brora host Arbroath. Clach welcome the Lithgow Rose. Forest Mechanics are East Kilbride. Bucky Jags travel to Edinburgh City for Martin United. Welcome Clyde. That could be a good one. And all Highland League ties sees Fort William hosting Cove Rangers. Cove set off on Tuesday for that one. What a journey. Huntly are at home to East Stirling. Inverurie Locos take on Edinburgh University. Nairn host Wick Academy, and Turriff United welcome Fraserburgh, all those in the Scottish Cup second round. In the juniors, Dave?
It's a Scottish Junior Cup second round, 128 sides involved, so just some of the local teams. Aberdeen Uni are at home to Dundee North End. Banksy, they're away to Camelin and Colony Park, at home to Carnoustie Panmure. Croon Bay against Armadale. Ellen United against St Rochs. Rutherglen Glencairn are at home to Hermes. Cooter, they travel to Kilsyth Rangers. Renfrew against Maud, that should be a cracker. And Super League leader Stonehaven, they are at home to Shotts Bonacord.
Okay, and that is pretty much it for this week. We would talk about the Rugby World Cup, but frankly, the wounds are still open. I said to you last week, in a word, will we win? And you said no, and I was almost on the phone to you.
I said sadly no.
Well, that's two words. So you let me down there as well.
I had one word too many as normal, but hey, just summed it up perfectly, did I not?
Oh dear, that referee's still running. He's somewhere in South Morocco now. Dear me. That's pretty much it for this week. We'll keep you up to date over the weekend, as always. Hang in, your weekend gets underway with James Barr next. Thanks for listening. See you next week.